Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Obama administration is now sinking to new levels. They want to name a naval ship after Harvey Milk, a pederast. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel.
Okay, Matt, that was my line that you just stole.
It was a good line.
It's true, though.
It's a good line, and it is sinking to new depths. Unfortunately, Matt, you wrote an article in BarbedWire.com or in other publications that you put this out in with regards to this issue. And tell us about who Harvey Milk is.
Mm. Yeah, Harvey Milk was in the late 1970s. He was in the Navy. He was a practicing homosexual while in the Navy, contrary to the laws of the Navy. He was a politician, was elected to city commissioner in San Francisco as an open homosexual. He was murdered by a fellow Democrat over a non-related issue, a political who was competing against him, running against him. So it wasn't murdered, you know, out of a hate crime, if you will, or anything, but just for a non-related issue. And he was a pederast. Merriam-Webster defines pederast as, quote, one who practices sodomy, essentially, especially with a boy. It defines statutory rape as the crime of having sex with someone who is younger than an age that is specified law. And Harvey Milk was both a pederast, a child molester, and by extension, he was a statutory rapist. And Randy Schiltz, who was a good friend and who Harvey Milk commissioned as his biographer, he wrote in a biography that called The Mayor of Castro Street about Harvey Milk's penchant for what the homosexual community calls twinks, young boys. And so this was an open secret, if you will, that was later verified. And one of his little boyfriends here, his victims of child molestation, was a young boy named Jack Galen McKinley, 16 years old, ran away from home, was drug addicted. And Milk snatched him up off the streets and regularly molested him. The kid later in life ended up committing suicide.
That's horrible.
But now the Obama administration, in order just to, in its in-your-face kind of anything it can do to violate decency here, is going to actually name a ship after this perverted child molester.
So how do we get to the point where he actually names a ship? And where's the relationship that Obama has with this guy?
Well, Obama is very pro, obviously, radical LGBTQ, whatever alphabet you want to put together.
Right.
Sexual anarchist, abolitionist of gender. And so he wants to now leave some of his marks. And he's been trying as hard as he can. And so the United States Navy is looking to name this. This was a notification July 14, 2016, by Secretary of the Navy Ray Mabus. He indicated he intended to name a planned military sea lift command fleet oiler, the USNS Harvey Milk. And that's where it's coming from, and obviously it's coming from Obama. This Harvey Milk, as you mentioned, was killed by Dan White, a Democrat, in 1978 over an unrelated political dispute. At age 33 is when he had this 16-year-old boy that he brought in, and he sexually molested him, and this boy committed suicide. He's not the only one. He had a laundry list of young boys he did this to. He also did this to others. And in fact, another teen who crossed paths with Harvey Milk was a Christian convert and former homosexual, Gerard Doles. In a 2008 radio interview with Concerned Women for America, Doles shared how, as a physically disabled teen, the very nice Harvey Milk had encouraged him in 1977 to run away from his Minnesota home and come to San Francisco.
Yeah.
According to Doles, Milk told him, "Don't tell your parents," and he later sent him a letter with instructions. Thankfully, the letter was intercepted by Doles' parents, who then filed a complaint with the Minnesota Attorney General's office, but the incident was later swept under the rug. He's also someone who offered room and board in his San Francisco flat to young sailors in exchange for sodomy. Mm. His history of child sexual abuse is no secret, and Obama clearly knows who Harvey Milk is.
Yeah, of course they do. And you know, in fact, Obama, a few years back, they did a couple things. The U.S. Postal Service, you may recall, came out with a postage stamp honoring Harvey Milk, and Obama issued a posthumous Presidential Medal of Freedom to a known child molester, and California has an actual state holiday named Harvey Milk Day. So, Matt, with this kind of elevation of pure evil, of child molestation, and a child molester who is a hero, oddly, to the LGBT, if you will, community, you have to wonder, you know, is America long for the world? We have completely been given over to a reprobate mind as a nation. And this president, through and by his actions in this United States Navy, head of the Navy, the secretary here, are reprobates in that they would do, that they would honor a known child molester.
And Milk lied about it as well. I mean, during his time in the Navy, you know, he was continuing to practice homosexual acts and lie about it, and then saying that he received a dishonorable discharge for his homosexuality, saying that people would maybe feel sorry for him and vote for him.
This is San Francisco. So, you know, he wasn't discharged because of his homosexuality.
No.
He should have been discharged because of it, because he had his own apartment and he would pick up hitchhiking sailors and he'd offer them a bed to sleep in. When the guest would come to his house, they realized he had only one bed. And he would have sex with these sailors in exchange for giving them a place to stay. He should have been discharged. He was not discharged dishonorably. But in order to promote his political career in San Francisco, I guess it was a badge of honor to say, I was dishonorably discharged from the Navy because of my homosexuality. Therefore, feel sorry for me and vote me into office. And that's how he ran his campaign.
Because he said that he knew the story would make good copy. I mean, really?
Yeah, this reprobate's only claim to fame. Twofold. Number one, his claim to fame was that he engaged in sodomy with men and young boys. And so for that, he's a hero. Number two, that he was elected as city commissioner for lying about being discharged to get people to feel sorry for him. Now he's got his own postage stamp, a Medal of Freedom issued by President Obama, Andrew Sullivan, a homosexual activist, called the first gay president, and not necessarily because he necessarily engages in homosexuality himself, but because he has completely signed off on every demand of the radical homosexualist lobby. So this president is all in, if you will, for homosexual sin, trying to make it official government policy.
Yeah, and in his book, Randy Schultz, the San Francisco Chronicle reporter, the mayor of Castro Street, he says that Milk's one of his first so-called longtime lovers, Joe, had his introduction to gay life, he says, when he performed sex acts upon men in a movie theater for money at age 9. His next lover, Craig, had been arrested after having sex with a 40-year-old man when Craig was 14. He met Milk when he was 17. It goes on and on about all of his just perverted lifestyle. Another lover, Jack, moved in with Milk when he was 16 and Milk was 33. Jack attempted suicide several times, and once he physically attacked Milk, Harvey later tied him up and threw him in a closet. I mean, this is the guy.
And Jack was successful. Later was successful.
He successfully did commit suicide, yes, unfortunately.
So what about the honorable men and women that serve in the Navy that would have to be on that ship? What does that say?
It's a real tragedy. It's a unbelievable, disgusting situation that these political hacks, the Secretary of the Navy, Ray Mabus, under the pressure of the Obama administration, and his leadership would disgrace America and bring shame to our men and women that serve, put their lives on the line, to name a ship after somebody like this. This is unbelievable. We need to make sure that we contact our members of Congress and tell them to push back. They have the right to be able to fund this ship, and they can defund it as well. And Harvey Milk's name should nowhere get close to any naval ship or any place of honor. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.